One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today. And get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment. Anyway, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
I was really just trying to be genuine, like, happy birthday. I know you out there by yourself. That nigga liked the message.
Yeah, because why would you, like, this is my thing. Why do that?
Genuinely, I'm saying happy birthday. Like,
so what? She got a genuine birthday for everybody.
But that's fine. She played it the way she wanted to play, and I was fine with that. And we didn't speak for months after that. And then she reached out to me.
So can you be friends with your ex? Like, real friends, like FaceTiming and all.
No!
Yes.
Man, all right, that's you.
Yes, that's you can. I'm just different, y'all.
You are.
It's a feminine woman.
Okay.
She's dating a stud, and her stud girlfriend is best friends with a femme.
And they live together.
Yes.
You still are wrong.
Yeah.
Because we have to stop this horrible way of thinking where masculine and feminine presenting women can't be friends.
Whole lot of gay shit. Gay.
Hey, what's going on? It's Boss Britt, the most lit.
What's up? It's your girl, DJ Excel.
And this is...
The No Homo Show.
Where everything we talk about
is homo as f***.
Gay. Welcome back, everybody. Make sure y'all like, subscribe, comment, turn the post notifications on. Run it up right now before we even go any further.
Yeah, shout out to everybody that's tuned into us on Revolt Podcast. But big shout out to everybody that's on our Patreon. Those numbers is going up.
Ooh, big ups.
That's a community right there.
Yeah, we lit over there. Y'all got to go join it like yesterday.
So look, on our Patreon, we got 3 different tiers. It's starting at $5, y'all. $5 a month, you get ad-free content. You get BTS, behind-the-scenes footage. And then just a lot of stuff, y'all. But we got top tier. We got the family.
Shout out to the family.
So the family actually...
Sure, on top.
Okay, period.
Okay.
So they're actually going to come in for a live studio session and watch a live taping.
That's going
to
be fun.
But I just wanted to shout some people out on the family.
Let's shout them out real quick.
I want to shout out Anita.
Okay, come on now. Part of the family.
Come on, Anita.
A real
one. Appreciate
you. Yeah, yeah. I want to shout out Ty.
Ty!
Big Ty, not the little one.
Stop playing with
you
Ty.
You feel me, whole lot of...
But hold up.
What we got?
Big shout out to Sid.
Come on, Sid.
Stop playing.
Are they crazy? Hey, and last but not least, shout out to Madison, okay? Mad Nene. I think if I said it right, Mad Nene Madison, you know who you are.
Yeah.
You're part of the family.
Listen, if you haven't joined or checked out our Patreon, go check it out now. Check out the tiers. We're really building a community, and we're really dropping exclusive content there
this
as well.
This lit over there. I'm talking about we be being messy over there a little bit. Like, I be like, oh, it's like my family, like a little group chat. Like,
come on.
Look.
Come on.
Okay. Come on over to the Patreon, y'all, okay?
All right. Well, we got a special guest.
All right. We actually have a returning guest in the building today.
You gotta be real special.
Okay, now y'all might have seen her on episode 41. This was Miss Nay Monique. You feel me? She was here representing the B and the LGBTQIA plus. You heard. You might have seen her on Bad Girls Club, one of the originals. Tell Zeus now, Eric. I don't know. F all that. Nay Monique is in the building. Welcome back to the No Homo Show.
Yeah.
This is our dog right here, y'all. Yeah. Listen. Yes. Salud, where you drink at? No, the cup. Look, she rated.
Oh.
No, nah, she picked up the shot. She ready.
Wait,
I love that energy, see?
I didn't even make a drink, though.
I love that energy. Look.
That's toxic.
Me and they used to be outside.
We did. A little bit, y'all.
No, we still be outside. Shut up. You was just talking about going outside after this.
Look, I need to stop it, though.
I'm just saying, clearly. If you with it, I'm with it.
Hey, it's in me. It ain't on me, okay? Outside is my middle name, okay?
I hate you.
All right.
I could go for
did
some
did you even take
chops?
A sip? Huh? Not a lamb chops.
Oh, sorry.
I think
about the hookah.
I think lamb chops is an Atlanta thing.
Is it?
Like, I mean, of
y'all
course.
I never really seen nobody
of course, lamb
like
chops
that.
Is everywhere, right? Yeah, but yeah. I think lamb chops in a club is so fucking Atlanta.
It is.
Like, I never went to...
It's
like,
more of a dinner meal, but it has turned into an after-hours meal.
No, for
sure.
Real.
We are so ghetto guilty. Out here, y'all, and we love it.
They got the guilty. Special $5 per lamb chop.
I will absolutely order some lamb chops to go.
Okay, period.
And smack down when I get to that.
Turn up. Did you take a sip? I feel like I gotta see you take
I
a
know
sip.
I did. I swear I did. I had to make a
let
cocktail
me see,
first.
Let me see.
A cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
She does represent the bee.
Shots fired.
Do I?
No, we playing. We love you.
Oh, now she reneging. You can't renege on it.
I can't figure out my sexuality at any age.
Oh, it's getting deep already.
Well, we already had her coming out story, we can't skip Skittles and Riddles. And then we're going to get into that.
Let's
all right?
do it.
But first, let's start off with Skittles and Riddles. Yes. I don't think you did it the first time.
No, I don't think you was here when we had this game.
Yeah, I didn't start that until after.
And you said you were witty, all right?
I am.
In that Skittle bag, there's going to be a gay riddle, all right?
Oh, God. Okay.
Read it out loud. No. If you get it wrong, you got to take a shot. And everybody tuned in, y'all got to play the game with us. If you get it wrong, you got to take a shot too.
Yeah, get y'all shot glasses from the NoHomoShow.com if you ain't got
yours. Hold on.
God damn, someone want to come out.
Why are lesbians jealous of whales?
That's crazy. That's petty.
You got to guess
first.
Wait,
let me think. Why are lesbians jealous of whales?
I don't know shit about a whale.
I don't think you need to know too much, first of all. I don't think it's that deep.
Because I'm trying to figure out, like, a witty thing with, like, humpbacks or free willy. But,
free
like,
willy crazy.
Might be something with
you know,
free
it's something like
but
that.
But then gay. It got to twist around to something gay.
Why are lesbians
I got my answer.
Jealous of whales?
I'm going to let you.
Because they can be wet all day? I don't know. Something like that?
Whale definitely wet all day.
Big
whale.
I was going to say something pretty similar. Yeah. So yeah,
that's all I got.
That's what I was going to say.
No, for real?
Yeah, that whales are wet all day.
Yeah, okay. Hello.
Are always wet.
Yeah, something like
always
that.
Always wet.
Yeah.
Damn.
So how do we find out the answer?
We have a whole key over here, darling.
What's your answer?
Y'all say always wet, big flip. They got the big clip. Say no.
What? All right. Cut that out.
They got Moby Dick.
All right, what number?
Okay, they got a Moby Dick.
What number is it?
They got a real Moby Dick.
But that don't got nothing. What are y'all even talking about?
You never seen Moby Dick?
That's a whale?
84.
First of all, yeah.
Yes.
Moby Dick's
is
a whale?
Yeah, you never seen Moby Dick?
Oh, no. I seen Free Willy, though.
84. Oh.
All right. 84. Moby Dick. First of all, why is a whale movie called Moby Dick?
It's a sperm whale.
84.
Moby Dick was a sperm whale.
All right. Just getting too deep.
He was.
Right. Thank you. I'm not being on my shit. People really be sleeping on me.
Okay. Look.
I told you I'm witty.
Okay, period.
She talking like she knows she won.
Right. No, she ate that shit up. She's so confident. I love it.
And you're totally wrong.
Oh, damn.
But actually, you did need to know facts about whales.
Mammal.
No.
I'm chilling on shit.
What was it?
Because they have 9 foot long tongues and can hold their breath for hours.
Damn!
I'm jealous too.
9 foot tongues?
That's crazy.
Foot?
First of all, I want to say, where did we go? Was it Costa Rica where we got on? First of all, friends be traveling out of country.
Okay, period. We always in Costa Rica.
I think it was Costa Rica or maybe Mexico. We went somewhere.
Come on, I'll be around the world. Okay, I don't know where I was at.
Bitch, we all was there though. All right.
Popular kids
with. We had a time.
But we went on
are you
a
talking
boat.
About when we went on that inflatable thing?
No. Oh. We went on we was on a boat. That was my first time seeing a whale.
Oh, we was going to
the
island.
Oh, that was Costa Rica.
Yes. That hit reality, like, this thing is, like, it probably was,
big.
Like...
No, it's huge.
Like, huge. 20 foot long. Like, it was crazy.
If it wanted to hit the boat or something.
If whales want to get active...
Okay.
You're so ghetto. All right.
Get active.
She's so New York. Okay.
So, like, all right. I never knew they could have 9 foot tongues.
That's...
And they can hold their breath for hours. Beneficial.
Yeah.
Take a shot.
When you're deep sea diving.
Okay.
Now she won't be
you got
ready.
A big shot too. Ooh.
Do I?
It's her birthday. Fuck it. It's your birthday.
Oh, God. Let's be coherent for the interview.
Woo. Oof.
Come on, bye, bye, bye. Our best interviews are the ones we can't remember. That's toxic.
Yeah, we'd be a little lit up here.
Say, nah, all right, y'all. I'm just playing.
Shout out to our gabies.
I'm just playing, y'all.
Nate, so let's get into it. Because, look, you already been up here. So you're actually a returning guest. You already gave your coming out story. Once again, y'all can go see that episode. What was it? 41. It said June of 2023.
Crazy, y'all. We've been working. Here.
Mm-hmm.
We're on episode over 100. Over 100.
We outside. Mm-hmm. You was 41. We weren't even halfway to here yet.
Yeah.
You saw the vision early.
I did. I've always supported y'all. And I will continue to always support y'all. This is home team. This is gang gang.
Whole lot of. In case you ain't know. So we got to catch up because like you said earlier, a whole lot has changed in a year, which is crazy how like your whole life can really do a 360.
Yes.
You could, a 360, 3 months for real, but it's been a year.
How long?
Okay, so let's get into it.
Yes.
Okay, so last time you came up here, you were in a relationship.
I was.
Nowadays, back outside, you single.
As a Pringle.
What happened? Because you didn't. You moved to Charlotte. I thought you moved home.
You moved from, you know, our home team to Charlotte and over a relationship.
Yep.
You a real one.
You know, black people. No, I'm just kidding. No, okay. It just didn't work. It just didn't work out.
Boring answer.
We want the messy.
It just didn't work out.
Didn't work. Wish her well. I'm playing.
There were some issues. There were issues with like slight infidelity. Mm. And I'm going to respect my partner and not, I mean, my ex-partner, excuse me. I'm going to respect my ex and not go into too crazy of details. Mm. But there were some issues with trust on both sides. There were issues with like slight infidelity. There were comfortability issues, like just feeling like.
Get the Angel Reese special at McDonald's now. Let's break it down. My favorite barbecue sauce, American cheese, crispy bacon, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun, of course. And don't forget the fries and a drink. Sound good?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating restaurants for a limited time.
We both at one point got really comfortable and there became like a disconnect, like emotionally, sexually, and it just wasn't that anymore. So it's crazy because she actually broke up with me.
Not as crazy. You can't be broken
that crazy?
Up with.
Look at me.
The crazy part.
Hey, listen. Every time I ever got broken up with, I was like, you broke up with me?
No, but this is the crazy. Why I say it's crazy is because I was content with the breakup and she wasn't. Like, she wasn't content with it.
I don't think that's major.
Because there had been so many times prior where she tried to break up with me and I was always like fighting for her. Like, nah, you got me fucked up. We riding this shit out. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And you get to a point where it's like, okay, I've told you many times that this triggers me. I've told you that I don't like that. Like, stop trying to do that to get a reaction out of me because one day you're going to get the reaction that you don't expect, that you low key are looking for. You know what I mean? And because there had already been like this low-key resentment building up, this disconnect, this, you know, like all of the things, like when she did it, I was just like, all right. And she was like, wait. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, nah, I stand on it. Like, mm-hmm. I think that's what's best, actually. Like, let's do that.
So two things. Like, first of all, it do feel good, like, when you try to break up with somebody and they fight for it, then you're like, oh, they really love me, and it's, like, worth a try. But then breakup, even though you know it's right, or you know, like, this in the long run, this is the best decision, mm-hmm. it still makes it hard. Like, even if you choose to break up with somebody, don't mean that you're over them and... Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think people think just because you break up with somebody that you don't feel that pain either.
And that was like, honestly, like a really hard breakup. Mm. That breakup was really hard. And I didn't expect it to be like that because of, y'all know, y'all saw us. Y'all know how we were as a couple. Mm. There was a lot of love, a lot of respect there. And, you know, things change. Like, you really do see a person when they don't get their way. And you really do... see a person when you hurt them. And I will take definitely accountability and responsibility for like the way that I moved during that breakup. It was disrespectful. Mm. And I did hurt her. So she went out of her way to hurt me. It was wrong on both accounts. Dang. But we learned a lot about each other, like individually. Like I learned a lot about myself. She learned a lot about herself. Mm. And like now, present day, a year and some change later, we're friends, we're good, like, we check in on each other, it's no disrespect, it's no want there, we do not desire each other in any way, shape, or form, like, mm-hmm. it's just, all of that needed to happen, and it taught me a lot about myself, so, that's just what that is, but now I'm in a city, you know, I could have moved back then, like, when we first broke up, but mm-hmm. I'm just not built like that, like, I wasn't about to tuck my tail, like, because... now I'm not in this relationship. Like, no, like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. Like, I'm going to thug it out by myself.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see what that look like to really build, like, a circle of friends, build myself up by myself. Like, I have nobody to fall on in mm-hmm. this city. Mm-hmm. And I did it. Period. So I am able to stand in that and say, because of that, because of Charlotte, like, I am a different woman. I'm built differently now because I know that I can do it on my own.
Hello.
Shout out to Charlotte. Helping you. I love y'all, Charlotte. That's my name. So, like, what advice would you give? Because a lot of people have been in a situation where, like, they might have moved out of town mm-hmm. in a relationship. Y'all were doing well, and then y'all broke up. So, like, what advice would you give to somebody that might go through something like that as well? Because it's a common thing.
Look, y'all just missed out on another Patreon exclusive.
Man, are y'all crazy? Listen, go to our Patreon right now where you will get exclusive content from the No Homo Show, from ad-free episodes, extended episodes, BTS, and more.
So much more. Go to patreon.com/the No Homo Show right now. You did say something I don't think we ever really talked about is how do you respectfully leave a relationship?
It's hard.
Because it's the thing, right? Because the petty you is like, oh, we broken up. Ooh. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. Even if I don't want to go outside, I'm going to go outside. I'm going to record like I'm happy. And I really am tired and I want to go home.
That's my toxic trait right there.
But I'm going to record because I know you got a little fake page and you watching my shit. Bitch, I might go on live.
Sometimes I don't ever go on live. Hey, you know what I'm going to do. They go on that live.
That's how down bad they are.
So,
they don't give a fuck.
When you say, not to go too deep, but like when you say you disrespected, like, would you like posting like stuff or people? And like, how soon can we like?
I would say the reason I would say that I kind of moved disrespectfully is because I was in that relationship for 3 years.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
I was like, rude for y'all.
Before I moved to Charlotte, she had moved to Atlanta. So she moved, I moved. Oh, we both was moving state to state for each other.
Okay, that's a good point to put out there.
We both moved out of state for each other.
Yeah.
My bid was just a little longer. You feel me? Yeah. But
not your bid.
She did a bid.
We was together for 3 years and maybe 3-4 months into the breakup, I was already outside with a different person.
Mm. While y'all was still living together.
We were still living together. See? She wasn't there because she was on active duty. But
fighting for this country.
Veterans Day just passed.
You was outside.
You ruthless piece of
you. reckless.
I just said I'm going to take accountability. That it was, and she, you know, she really took it on the chin as if it didn't like bother her. Like, you could do what you want to do type shit. But like, yeah. In retrospect, especially with what has taken place since then, like, it is disrespectful. I was disrespectful. I shouldn't have went in, yeah. But I should have had it. I should have had way more respect for our situation with everything that we had been through to move a little gentler than that.
And yeah, see, I don't even think it was the 4 months. It's that y'all still in the same place.
We were still in the same house.
And I kind of went through that, like, before I got with Tisha, I was with an ex, right? And we were still living together, but it was nothing going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, we actually had a 2-bedroom apartment, and I was in the other bedroom happily trying to save up some money because Atlanta rent is high. Thing, yeah. And I was a struggling DJ. Shit, I still am at this point. All right? But God damn, say that. I got a little, you know, we got a house and shit. Right. But anyway, humbly saying, at this point, all right, bitch, why are you laughing so much?
Because she's stupid. Because
you are
stupid.
Funny as fuck, bro. I'm weak as hell.
Book me, all right? Okay. Here's my email, all right? Say nah. But anyway, like, all right, this was probably like 3 months, right? Yeah. And I was saving up. We wasn't intimate or nothing, but it was like, we still live together, all right? And then me and Tisha went out. Who is my wife now? Okay, 7 years later.
Yeah, let's be very clear.
We went out. It was Valentine's Day. And Tisha was like, you know, we was talking since the beginning of January. So Valentine's Day, she's like, can I post a picture of us? And I was like, I'd rather you not because
I still
live here and I still want to live in a peaceful place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because like, of course, my ex knew I was out with somebody and stuff, but you still gotta have respect while you're right there. Cause you don't, the worst thing is to go home and it's like hell.
War.
Yes. War. And like how you said, it can get like shit is being broken.
Yeah.
As a DJ, I got as a struggling DJ, I got hella expensive equipment.
Hyphen on struggling. Okay?
I'm not struggling, y'all. I'm doing pretty good. But like, a lot of expensive equipment stuff, and it can just get really ugly. So that's why I said I can't, like,
yeah, it was living together. And I'm not going to shy from it. I'm going to stand in it. You know, I've been in therapy for the past several months. So I have, I can't, nobody can weaponize anything that I've already stood in and taken accountability for. So mm-hmm. I can sit here and say that it was disrespectful. And if the shoe was on the other foot, I probably would have wanted to fight.
Yeah.
Just knowing me, how I am. Like, so it's like, I have to stand in that. But karma is real. And I got mine because the same situation where it's like we broke up the same year, and the same year I'm out the country for my birthday with a whole nother woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, we broke up the same year.
Huh? Hold up. So she was out of country with another?
No.
Oh, you were.
Like, me and my ex broke up.
Okay.
In 2023.
Yeah.
Early 2023. By the end of 2023, my birthday, November, I was out the country with a whole nother woman.
So how did
we weren't living
turn?
Together or anything at that time, but
like you just kept.
She didn't stop. She just learned, like, yesterday.
Yeah. Well, how did the tables turn?
Her lesson didn't come till later. Probably just about a month ago.
Actually, okay, it came a few months ago.
Okay, few, three.
I'm eight months abstinent. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay,
I've really like stepped into a whole different way of
way
life.
Different.
Like,
that coochie over there.
Okay,
like,
your old ways. Let's go back out the country. Let's go back out the country.
I want to be a whale.
I want to be a whale. I am crying. No, but I'm so glad, like, you learned just, from that
just,
experience.
Yeah, it was just different.
Me?
Now, and it, like I said, like, with that situation, that's what I did last year. And then this year, like.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
I got played, so it's like.
Yeah.
I just had to take it on the chin. Like, karma is real. I got played. My feelings got hurt. And now it's like I've been just chilling.
Karma's like, definitely real.
See, one thing about breakups, they can check your ego sometimes.
Yeah.
I done been at my lowest point from a lot of fucking breakups that helped level up to the next level. So, like, even though you went through that, and I wish y'all would have made it work, if y'all wasn't meant to be, then that's just what it is, you feel me? But I'm just glad, like, you in a better still space my, now, like, you feel me? And I'm glad to hear that, too. Like, y'all are in a place
as far
where,
as my ex, like, no my hate. Actual ex of 3 years, that's my dog.
That's
like,
what's
up. You just have to give it time. Like, you, that can't be your dog right away. Y'all got
to
give time.
To, like, y'all reconcile your shit with your ex. Yeah. Like,
For the friendship?
Yeah.
And, like, why is it even a thing, though? Like, why even reconcile with your ex, though? Like, to where y'all
She reached out to me.
Okay.
She reached out to me. She reached out to, like, I'm not trying to say, like, she wanted to be my friend. Like,
no,
I'm
not trying to say like that,
but it's like, I know in the situation that I hurt her. She doesn't want to, you know what I'm, I had reached out for her birthday. She ain't say shit.
Mm. Why did you reach out for her birthday?
Because bitches love to do that.
I like when girls hit me up that used to be on my birthday. Don't do that. What the fuck?
Because it's like I said, I wouldn't do this for somebody that I was only dealing with for not even a year, like a couple months. Like, this is someone that I literally was with for a good chunk of like my 30s, my adulthood. Like,
girl, it was 3 years. Don't say a good chunk. You got a decade.
It wasn't, I swear, I was really being genuine. Like, I really was like, at this point, she was living in a different country. She was living, I think, in South Asia or some shit. So
come
it's
on.
Like, you by yourself, like, I'm just, this thing is stupid. I was really just trying to be genuine, like, happy birthday. I know you out there by yourself. That nigga liked the message.
Yeah, because why would you, like, this is my thing. Why do that?
Because genuinely, I'm saying happy birthday. Like,
so what? She got a genuine birthday for everybody.
But that's fine. She played it the way she wanted to play, and I was fine with that. And we didn't speak for months after that. And then she reached out to me.
No,
why do people hit up their ex with their birthday? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
They waited all week for that day to hit.
Right? You playing like a motherfucker, man.
I know her birthday by heart.
Her birthday's coming. I'm learning. I'm thinking about her. Like, is it because you still got feelings?
No,
like,
there really wasn't any feelings there. I wear my father around my neck right now. I would hold him in my hand. It really wasn't because I had feelings for that girl.
Don't put it on pops.
Really just maybe been like subconsciously, like, I don't know, like routine. Like, this is something I've been doing for the past 3 years. Like, it's her. Okay. She's in South Asia. She's by herself.
There's no right,
like,
or wrong answer. I just really want to know because
I've never done that with any other ex. Let me just also state that I'm not friends with any other ex besides this girl.
Okay.
Because it's just different. Mm-hmm. Like, that's my longest relationship. You moved out of state. We had literally only each other. Mm-hmm. I've never been in a situation like that. I've never had that.
So
it's like, at the end of the day, like, she solidified in my life regardless. Even if she had never hit me up, the love would have never changed. Like, that's still going to be my dog, even if that wasn't my dog.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, that's just period.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's really no feelings there. And now, yes, moving forward, it took a while, bro. Like, I hurt her. I really hurt that girl. So I didn't expect to ever hear from her again.
I was like,
this nigga is diabolical.
I'm laughing. You said she thumbs it up.
Bitch, she said that like 5 minutes ago. Shut the fuck up.
She's petty.
I hate her.
Petty.
But I will say, like, when you asking, like, why you got...
I just want to know.
No, but...
I get it.
I get the birthday thing.
I get, like, your answer is valid.
I think everybody got that.
But I be wondering, like, what made you hit me up, bitch? Not saying you, but just, like, when people do that shit, what made you hit me up, bitch?
And you know what's crazy?
Is you trying to come back around? You know trying to spin the block?
You know what's absolutely insane? Mm. The person that I dated after her, her birthday came up, like, a few months ago. I didn't say shit to her. She was so appalled.
Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you say hi to her?
No, fuck her.
Ooh. Oh, you stopped messing with her by the time of her birthday.
I thought she was
healing. Healing.
Yes.
Not healed. I apologize.
Healing,
I might
not healed.
Still slightly be triggered.
That's what real toxic people say. I mean, that's the title of this episode.
Healing, not healed. Okay. With Nae Monique. Okay.
Hello. Jot that down.
Jot. We on the roll today.
Look, but when you ask, like, why would do y'all need to be friends? It is crazy, right? Because these relationships, especially I think like gay relationships, like that girl is like your homie too, right?
Yeah.
And like if you're literally spending every day with this person, not just as a partner, but as a friend, it do be hard on the friend side to not like, damn, I can't miss you as a friend.
It's possible because like I said, this is the first. I just turned 34. Mm-hmm. This is the first person that I've dated that I can honestly, She's older than me.
Ooh.
Crazy.
Clock it.
This is the first person that I've been able to say that I have been able to salvage a relationship. It might be the last. Who knows?
Okay, I love that for you. But it's just like, because I am cool with some of my
But I
exes.
Used to be that person. I used to be like, you friends with your ex?
Right.
But y'all fucking.
But I wasn't in like a deep relationship with any of my ex. Like, yeah. If you was my ex and I'm cool with you now, it was barely anything.
All right. So can you be friends with your ex? Like real friends, like FaceTiming and all
that.
No!
Them.
Yes.
Man, all right, that's you.
Yes, that's you can. Valid. I'm just different, y'all.
You are.
I get that. And the thing is, I got probably like two exes that like, yo, to this day, like no feelings towards them. And I could be fucking cool as shit with them. Mm-hmm. Like we vibe crazy. But out of respect for my wife, it's like, it's not I just got to cut that off.
But just different because, for you because you're single, though.
I am single. You are single, but I'm saying, moving forward, like, in a relationship, can you be, should you, and I think there are limits. Like, are you FaceTiming me? Or, like, are we cordial?
We would still be friends.
Yeah, yeah.
But the dynamic probably would change out of respect.
Okay, yeah. I got to put that in there. So
but right now, I'm
too,
not.
I wouldn't mind being cool with an ex.
Like, yeah.
If I was single.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind. Agreed. Okay, cool. I got to think about that.
Like, and she tells me what she got going on. I tell her what I got. I give her my input. I'd be like, nigga, you dead wrong. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel
And she'd
that.
Be like, you're doing too much. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, we just know each other. But it's like, yes, of course, if she gets serious with someone or if I get serious with someone, it's just naturally, like, naturally, respectfully, like, no, I'm not about to sit here and be FaceTiming with someone I was with for 3 years.
Right.
But yes, if we get married, she's invited.
Yeah.
She can come to the wedding.
Wait, what?
You fucked up, Nay.
Why?
First of all, why is she invited?
Why not? She's my friend. She knows that I'm with somebody. I'm in a whole new relationship. Why wouldn't I invite my ex, especially if she's with someone too? Like, come with your plus one. What's the problem?
First of all, let's
my mom and dad were friends for years after they broke up. Like, actual friends would be on the phone for years. I understand they had a child in the mix as well. But my mom's still friends with ex. Like, it's just, like, it's a different level. Like, I don't know. Maybe it comes with a different level of maturity. And that's not to be shady or anything like
no,
that.
No, I got another question. What if your partner don't want her there? Because it ain't just about
oh, yeah. If she don't want it, then cool. She don't, yeah.
Your partner probably don't want your ex in the building.
I do think it's dynamic.
Probably not going to want her there. Or he.
I know people that have had their exes that way.
He, she, them, they.
And it's not.
They probably not going to want them there.
It really don't be like that. It really don't. It really don't.
I do think it's the dynamics. Like, hey, if you're like, hey, we used to date and they happen to kick it around you and your person.
And are you going to tell me you guys
today?
Because I ain't never. Oh, I don't be saying that.
But look,
I'm going to put it on the phone.
How do you say to somebody that a friend of yours is somebody that you used to date? How do you say that to your partner?
Honestly and truthfully.
Look, y'all just missed out on another Patreon exclusive.
Man, are y'all crazy? Listen, go to our Patreon right now where you will get exclusive content from the No Homo Show, from ad-free episodes, extended episodes, BTS, and more.
What is it going to take for you? Like, all right, so say somebody is practicing abstinence, right? What is it going to take for, like, is there a time frame? Is there a certain energy?
It
like,
take that
You know what
it got to be? You feel me? Like, to get, like, for you to open up after so long and not having sex, what is it going to give?
It's going to...
So, I know Britt's legs are short, so you probably got the full thing in the camera right now.
Open them legs back up. What is it going to take?
I'm not, you know, the reason that I'm like really big on abstinence, like I said, and not celibacy is because I'm not waiting for a commitment or a title. Let me say that. I'm not waiting for a title or a ring to have sex with someone. That's not what it is.
Okay.
I do want connection, though. Mm-hmm. I want connection, I want security, and I want transparency.
It's like a rider.
And...
transportation. Security. Security. Casamigos. That's what I heard.
If y'all don't know what a rider is, every artist asks for a rider when they arrive to a party. Yeah. Like, I need security. I need my bottle. I need a black
this
car.
Stupid.
You better come with that package.
I just feel like those are the things that I need. And it's and I know because of...
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Upgrade your business with Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. Shop Pay boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning fewer carts going abandoned and more sales going cha-ching. So if you're into growing your business, get a commerce platform that's ready to sell wherever your customers are. Visit Shopify.com to upgrade your selling today.
just therapy and just working through a lot of things, I know that that's not asking for a lot. Mm-hmm. And so if you can't do that, there's no way you deserve me in that way.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way. So like, I'm just looking for like some, because I'm big on as well. Like my motto right now is like, I'm not forcing shit and I'm not fighting shit. Mm. So I'm not about to force a connection. I'm not about to force to like, let's make it happen. Like, ooh, like ooh, let me feel this for this person. And yeah. I'm not fighting shit. Like, I'm not about to be like, I do not feel like this. Like, stop it. Like, like no, ignore the feelings. Like, no, yeah. I'm going to let it flow naturally. And whatever naturally happens is the way it's supposed to happen.
I love that because I feel like when people are like,
they got some damn. WD-40 on that. What a god!
I'm
WD-40.
Talking about the whole can.
I think when people are like so hungry or thirsty for love, they'll fall in love with anybody,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
But like when you're not really looking, it just like kind of show up. Looking. But also like when you set your standard, like you attract that to you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And like you, like how you said, dropping like flies. Them people that ain't setting meeting your standard will drop.
And you know what's crazy? To piggyback off of that. Tav just dropped this, shout out to Tav. She just dropped this gem in my ear the other day because I'm like, bruh, right now I'm like in the dating pool mm-hmm. and it's trash. It's sewage, low key.
Damn.
And sewage. I was like, I got really frustrated because someone that I really like, you know, liked and was like kind of rocking with, like low key, like played me a little bit. Again, like on some, and it's not a big deal. We're not having sex. So it's not, you know, it would have been different if we was fucking, baby, I'm ready to fight. That's why I'm not doing it right now. But uh-huh. it really hurt my feelings on some type shit. So I'm like, I'm venting to Tav and I'm like, why is this happening? She was like, your old type is conflicting with your new standard.
Hello?
And she was like, so ooh. Right now you're still attracted to the old type, like the ones that kind of like low-key, like not transparent. They low-key playing bad communicators, but they sexy as fuck. Like they fine yeah. the motherfucker. But now you're walking into this new standard and these people are going to pop up to see if you're really going to stand on it. Mm-hmm. Are you going to stand on this new standard that you're setting for yourself?
Yep.
Or are you going to fall back into old ways because of your old type?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, damn, I got to stand on it. I'm mad as fuck about it. Like, I'm mad, y'all. Like, I really want to fold, but like, I
don't
can't.
Do it. She ate that up. Because I always say, like, once I really like you said, standards, and mm-hmm. really started pursuing people that actually meet more of my standard. Is like, yo, I'm having fun with you, but like, I know for a fact that's all it really is. You really ain't on the level that I'm on right now. And then when I look back, I'm like, yo, I was settling a lot too as well. Like, why the fuck am I out here settling when I really could just work on myself, do my thing, get my shit together, and my person gonna come to me. And
facts.
That's what happens. Shout out to my baby.
Y'all so cute.
I got about the streets.
Literally, it's crazy.
I put
like
a standard on you.
I'm literally the single one in the group. Like, it's crazy.
That's fine.
But I love it, though.
And I love that for you.
I love it.
We love a third wheel.
I love that for you,
Okay.
And what I would say, too, like, at some point, don't even have no expectation with these bitches. Bitch, do something wrong. Fuck her and my feelings, bitch. I knew you was probably going to do something.
I'm working on it. Healing.
Yes.
Not healed.
Okay.
You know what I
mean? Healing, come on. That's healed. Your memoir right there. Bitch, we about to have a book sale after this. Are you fucking crazy?
Bitch, fuck dropping this episode. We about to put this on an ebook.
Put a little cookbook in the back. Little 2-for-1, y'all said. Hold the fuck up.
Nah, I love that for you. And that just sounds really grown.
Yes,
and it sounds like anybody in their 30s, like, this is what you start to experience and learn. Like, because in your 20s,
it ain't no
you be
age
going,
limit on it, too. Like,
nah, it ain't. But in your 20s, you just got to learn. There's nothing I could tell you about this.
Nothing.
You know what I mean? But when you hit 30, you be like, you just like, bruh,
I didn't
everything you saying just sounds like,
protect your space at all costs. I can't we got to be anymore. Selfish out here. Put
I'm
yourself
learning a
first.
Lot.
You
I'm learning
me?
A lot about myself.
I love that. Hold up, I know y'all are enjoying the episode right now, but we want to talk a little more about shopstarship.com.
Yes, y'all, listen, we always talking about Starship, and we're going to keep talking about Starship. Why? Because you should go there like yesterday, okay? Whether you got a long-term relationship, whether you got a sneaky link, even if you just need personal needs.
Listen, I encourage y'all to go to the website because you're going to get the top of the top adult toys, all right? You need to add something new to that relationship, baby.
I'm telling you, sis.
Or, you know, just surprise your girl real quick.
Okay.
You know, so go to shopstarship.com right now.
Mm-hmm. You get 15% off with our code NOHOMOSHOW. 15% off NOHOMOSHOW.
Hope y'all have a good night.
Ow.
All right, now earlier, I don't remember what exactly I said, but I said something about the B, because you when you came up here last time, you represent the B. And first of all, there's been a lot of like drama going on with this bisexual world.
Term, yes.
And bisexual studs. Yes. You can't be a bisexual stud. This means that means that. So you came up here last time and you said that you're a bisexual femme.
Yes.
Now let's break this down, because technically
I said
a femme is a lesbian who's a feminine woman. She's not bisexual. Right. So if you were a femme and you're a bisexual, you're just a bisexual feminine woman. Yeah. But a femme is actually a lesbian feminine woman.
Right.
So you came up here last time and said you're a bisexual femme.
Yeah.
So after all this uproar about bisexual studs, do you still represent bisexual femme? Do you even care about title labels? How do you identify as yourself?
She's confused.
Because I was like, damn.
Honestly, like, first of all, I want to give a shout out to everyone who's had an opinion, who's posted TikTok, Instagram.
Yeah, big ups to everybody.
Whatever. Bro. You feel what I'm saying?
We learning like, together. We learning
yeah,
together.
No, literally. And that's what I need everyone to remember.
Yes.
Is that this is a constant learning experience. Not everyone have the same backgrounds and mm-hmm. upbringings when it comes to sexuality. Mm-hmm. Like, we just have to have a lot more grace for everyone in this community who identifies in this community. Mm-hmm. A lot of grace. That's the first thing. Secondly, I don't really know where I stand right now when it comes to my sexuality and how I identify. And it's taking, like right now, I can feel the anxiety growing.
You're coming to the lesbian
in my
side.
Body because this is such a sensitive,
maybe not, bitch.
It's such a sensitive subject for me. I just talked about it with my mother.
Okay.
It's so sensitive because people are so fucking judgmental. Mm-hmm. And they feel like you need to have certain shit figured out by a certain age. And that's just not fucking realistic. Mm-hmm. Like, look at Niecy Nash, bro. Like, you feel what I'm saying? True. Like, she found the love of her life at what age?
And they look so happy. I was DJing, like, DJing that event with them. They
were, everyone just needs to give everybody some grace. Yeah. Like, for me personally, with my journey, I was, dealing with someone. Yeah. And they asked me, they was like, why do you still identify as that? And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, you haven't dated a nigga in like 8 years. And I was like, yeah, but I'm still attracted to them. And she's like, but do you actually have a attraction to the level of like actual relationship, like connection and things of that nature? And at first I kind of like shrugged it off. And then it came up in a therapy session. And I was just like,
we doing that all episode. We stressed out here.
I'm just like, well, I just need some time to think about it, because almost every single, any of my friends will tell you, even y'all have heard me say it, like anytime it goes left with a female, I'll be like, I need a nigga in my life.
Yeah.
And it just never works out. Traitor, like traitor. I'm always back with a woman, and it's just like, there's just something, like even talking about him right now, like I can't help but smile. Like
I
there's
love
just
women.
Something about a woman, like a masculine presenting, whatever, feminine presenting, whatever the case is, like period. There's just something about them. And
they do like them stems.
There is a
bust down
short
girl. She love a short one.
Oh, no, the God. Short ones love me.
She was nice.
The love short me. Ones
me
love
and Tisha me. Had a whole she argument with her.
The short ones love me.
Little ladies be little,
skinny, little, like
they
girl.
They love to climb this tree.
Can they work that style? Yeah. Can they handle all that?
They love to climb this tree, baby. Great oak. Okay.
But look, I do have a question, right? Especially like. You still are you don't.
I'm working through okay. it. I'm working. There yeah. is a disconnect there, but I don't want to sit here and just, it's something that I have to work out. It's something that I have to figure out. And I'm taking my time in doing that. But I will say that I haven't dated a man. I'm not that interested in it. And I'm also very shaky on like having children. Like, yeah. There's just a lot that I'm discovering in my 30s now that I'm by myself. I'm single. There's nobody else that's contributing to, like, my mindset. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I didn't want children until I met my ex.
Mm.
I went my whole 20s saying I wouldn't have kids, and then I got into a relationship with her, and I was like, okay, I'll have some babies for you.
Damn.
Now we single again. I'm like, why would I do that?
Yeah, you gone.
I do have a question that like we don't really talk about, right? Yeah. So like as a bisexual woman, right? Mm-hmm. We low-key have a friend group, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's all lesbians.
It is.
And like you said, a lot of them are in relationships. Is it pressure of like, damn, if I get with a dude, this gonna be a little awkward around my friends? Or not really?
A little bit. A little bit.
I would talk so much shit. I'd be like, you a nay gay ass?
Man,
pussy this bitch in eight. She's a whale. Her foot is nine feet fucking tall. This bitch like the hump. Will she hump your leg? And she got a humping problem.
No, so like, even like,
yeah.
I wouldn't accept you and your man, right?
Yeah.
But like, when you bring a man to, like, because Nate comes to.
I would, but I'm giving that nigga a hard time.
Yeah.
The hardest time.
Like if you came to my crib, like, it just, the dynamics just would be different.
I would say it out loud, like, oh, this is different. I'm used to seeing a little film, I can see how
some women, like bisexual women, feel the pressure, or even the gay community is judgmental on that. Even though we've known you was bisexual the whole time.
Yeah,
the
whole time. I know it would shake the room a little bit, because I've only been seen, especially I came around this particular circle, like y'all, like this, you know what I'm saying? Like I came around in like 2018.
Yeah.
So since then, y'all have only ever seen me with women. But even prior to that, the last nigga that I was really like seriously dealing with ended in 2016. So even 2 years prior to me coming around, I was still dealing with women.
Yeah.
They and my cousin.
So
you know my cousin.
Who your cousin?
Stop it.
You know my cousin.
Oh my God.
I guess we dated so many years ago.
I see why. We dated
over 10 years. He's a nice guy.
He's short.
He's got it going on. Yeah, he is puny.
He's my height.
Not puny, my bad.
Skinny. We dated over 10 years ago,
bro. Sorry, cuz.
We just saying.
And that's another nigga.
The type is consistent whether male or female. He didn't do me so dirty.
Anyways.
Oh.
They all did me dirty.
Everybody won't. See, and this is the thing I'm working out in therapy. Everybody want me, but don't nobody want me for real. So anyways.
Well, let me go back to my question real quick.
But
sorry, y'all. We begin.
No, it's fine. I do feel like that holds into the dynamic of like being kind of shaky about it, because a lot of my circle is lesbian. You know, I do have some straight friends, but.
They're boring.
They're not boring.
They're not watching this episode. Don't stand up for them.
Anyways, I do have straight friends, but I do hang out and travel predominantly with this group. So it is shaky.
Your straight friends too. They toxic just like you.
Yeah, they love y'all. Yeah, they love
they
like
fuck with us. Yeah,
it's a good group. It's a cohesive. So I don't know.
All right. So back to this bisexual and all this stuff. Okay. So look. Knowing what you know now and seeing how everybody's, you know, being super anal about making sure film means gay, feminine woman, stud means masculine, lesbian woman, would you still claim, if you had to claim anything, bisexual film, or just say you're bisexual, or do you even care about this debacle? Is that the word?
At this point, I don't care.
Yeah.
But if I had to label myself, I guess I would just say I'm a bisexual woman, since femme has now been, you know, it's now knowledge that femme is more of a lesbian identifying type of word.
Yeah.
I would hate to take that from my sisters.
Okay.
So, oh, this is getting too deep.
I'm going to say I'm just a bisexual woman. Even that is under question right now. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Yo, I agree. On another episode, I kind of said like I respect the history of like stud and femme.
Yeah.
But when you say stud and femme, it's kind of like adjectives to the, like, it explains the person. Like either it, like if I say she's a bisexual woman, you don't envision nothing, right? But if I say she's a femme, then you know she's like
a feminine woman.
Yes. Yeah. Or a stud, you kind of know how to perceive her. Like, but it ain't that deep.
Dealt with people, like the last person I was dealing with or whatever, she didn't want to identify as a stud, even though she was masculine presenting.
She was not a stud.
Girl,
though.
She.
And then the last person I was just like talking to doesn't really identify as a stud either, but only wears masculine clothing as well.
So yeah, it ain't.
But the hair is laid.
Always.
She had bangs like
that's
you.
That's what I'm thinking about. But it's a different bit.
We can move on.
Oh, motherfucker. I can't keep up. We got to name Monique and
we can't drop names. We can't do
that. We ain't here to do that. Just give me a little description.
Stud or femme? Or stem?
Switch up.
I'm getting high. I'm getting high.
What my word say?
I hate you.
Okay. All right. Anyway. Another question. All right. So look, I saw something on the internet. You can tell me how you feel about this. Okay. So basically what it said is people would, like a bisexual woman, right? She would date a woman with kids, but a nigga with kids, she would rather not. How do you feel about that statement?
I'm not dating nobody with kids.
Okay, period.
Drops mic.
I'm not dating nobody with kids. That's a non-negotiable.
But do you see more people dating women with kids versus men? Like, if she's bisexual, like, would she, do you, I don't know if you know anybody that's like that.
A bisexual feminine presenting woman?
Yeah.
Hell no. I don't see more bisexual feminine presenting women dealing with women that have kids. I see them dealing with men that have kids more because it's more of a, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's low key more expected for men to have kids than it is for, like, I've met more men that have kids than I've met women that have kids. Mm-hmm. And I don't discriminate. I date feminine presenting, masculine presenting, whatever the case is. But at this junction in my life, I'm not dating anybody with children.
You know junction?
Oh my God.
Have you ever said junction in your life?
Yeah, like when you at the road, the junction.
Never said it.
Oh, wow.
Never had a reason to.
All right.
Sorry but to interrupt you.
No, that makes sense though.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. No kids.
And when you say that, I can see studs dating women
studs
with kids.
More so,
but I
right?
feel like studs feel the same way. Like, hey, I always said it. Bad bitches got babies. All right. You want me to say it again? Bad bitches got babies.
I'm
all right.
The baddest.
I know.
All right.
We know you the baddest.
Well, like in small towns like Cincinnati, like if you want the baddest bitch, you're going to have to be a stepdaddy bitch. You're going to take care of at least two of them mugs.
Bad bitches got babies.
What you want? She's going to cook for you and everything, but she's going to make little places well for her kids.
It's crazy that they're going to have a little animal place. Bad bitches got babies, and y'all got bad bitches with no babies.
Hello?
Relax.
Hello?
Praise God. And that was tired of it. I didn't say I liked it there. And I just said I went through it. I didn't like it.
And that's why I married her, and that's why you need to marry her.
Okay.
They are rare to come by.
Oh my God.
I love that.
Rare.
The crazy thing is, everything I had on my.
We didn't even talk about it because you're such a. Yeah. We just be talking. We didn't ask nothing on our card.
Yeah.
No. It's good.
No, okay. That's good.
It's perfect.
That's good.
Thank you.
Right. I'm going to get a hook after this.
Oh yeah. Where are we going?
All right.
Taranga.
Someone with lamb chops?
Great. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Nay.
Yes.
The crazy thing is, we had so many like random questions, but like everything we talked about, I think was real things that needed to be discussed.
You know how to hold a good conversation.
Hello? But look,
it's
time to get into guidance from the gay gods.
All right. Vince.
People, put the music on. All right, not you, please.
I love that.
Sound
that's
a little
my
horse.
Part.
Okay.
That little song.
All right.
That's my favorite part.
Sorry. Meet me at
the junction.
We are so ghetto. Oh my God, it's ghetto over here.
Hey, you like my twin flame. I was thinking that.
That's crazy. All right. So somebody wrote in, and I want to get your advice to this. All right. They need this advice. All right.
Guidance from the gay guy.
They said, my girlfriend lives with her femme best friend. I don't like that. My best friend is a stud, but we aren't roomies. Am I wrong for feeling some type of way?
Yes.
She's wrong for feeling some type of
way. Why would you feel some type of way? You prefer that she have a stud best friend?
Well, her stud, it's a feminine woman.
Okay.
She's dating a stud, and her stud girlfriend is best friends with a femme.
And they live together.
Yes.
You still are wrong for feeling the type of way.
Yeah.
Because we have to stop this horrible way of thinking where masculine and feminine presenting women can't be friends.
Yeah.
Like, I used to go through so much when I was younger, because now I don't even play that shit.
Period.
With having so many masculine presenting friends. Like, I remember one of the first Fridays, I think I was turning 28 years ago, obviously.
Biggest party in Atlanta.
You've been outside with us for a little minute.
I think I was turning 28, and I came there with someone that I was first, like, very recently, newly, like, dealing with. And a lot of people were coming up in the section to give me love, show me love, and a lot of them were studs. And she leaned in and was like, damn, you know him, don't you? And I'm like,
damn, you know him, don't you? And I know I was one of them.
Big arms.
And everyone was like, yes. No, like, why is she holding your hands like that?
Literally, it was, she was like, damn, Brent Short. Oh, everyone, that's her type. Everyone you could think of, like everyone in the group, like every single stud we know came up. And it's like, but that's family. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I haven't fucked none of these niggas. I haven't fucked none of these niggas. So I feel like we need to normalize. Like, at the end of the day, we're still women. Like, we're still women that still kiki and spill tea and bond and all the things, no matter if bitch wear a thong or a boxer. So you're going to have to get out that insecurity, love. Yeah. That's really what that sound like.
I agree. Yeah. I think, first of all, especially if she introduced you at, like, they were already best friends before y'all became a unit. You know what I'm saying? Like they could have been together if they wanted to be together. They could have been together as a couple on at least, but they're just friends. And, like, I couldn't agree with you. Like, some of my closest friends are femmes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's just... It is like, yo, we are both girls. Like, I don't want to be cool with a whole bunch of
That's
dudes.
That's not a fair expectation at all. Like, it's just not. Because you don't live with your stud from fan
in the club,
just because you don't live with your stud best friend, don't mean they can't live with their film best. Like, that's even just a crazy, like, comparison. Like, I hate I don't people, do it, so why do you gotta do
people
it?
People do that.
Bitch, rent is high.
People do that.
What do you mean? I don't live with anybody. My grandma, my mama, my auntie. I don't give a fuck about a stud. I can't pay this by myself. I need that and money.
People do that all the time. I need that money.
Just give me my money, bitch. I'm struggling. I'm trying to get lamb chops to pay my rent, not just pay my rent.
Lamb chops is crazy.
Period.
I hate Atlanta. Atlanta got us fucked
but
up.
But that is a thing, though, and it's very unfortunate. Like, and subconsciously, low-key, like, other people do it, too. Like, I did it on accident on my birthday trip. I just came back from Houston. Hey, y'all. There was someone in the section, like, two people, like, nothing.
Long story short.
We was in the section and
healing, not healed.
There was a stud and a femme that was like sitting close to each other. And the femme had scooted over to me because we took a picture. And I was like, half the section had left. I was like, girl, where your girlfriend go? She was like, girlfriend. I was like, the stud. She was like, that is not my girlfriend.
Oh, so you assuming that was her.
I was like, she was like, ugh, I be telling her to get away from me. Everybody always take me together. I was like, trigger. I'm so sorry. And then in my head, I was like, why did I do that? You feel what I'm saying? Like, I assumed.
Yeah.
But people do all the time. I have two stud sisters. You feel what I'm saying? Like, when we go out, I'll be like, back up, bro.
No, my fucking sister, is feminine, but straight.
I'm about to say, you think you and Evie together?
No, my sister Veronica, like, when we was younger, like, anytime we was at a club and a dude try to holler at her that she ain't like, she would wrap her arm around me like, this is my girl. Bitch, you fucking up my shit.
Okay.
The fuck?
Swear. But we just gotta let people be friends with who they want to be friends with.
But I will say,
it's definitely a norm that we gotta stop making such a norm.
Yeah,
but
Atlanta taught me that.
But if all of a sudden we've been together for 2 years, and all of a sudden this girl come around,
that's different.
That hit different.
That's different.
I want to be clear. It do hit different. Hold up.
I'm saying, who fault is that? Like,
no, but I'm saying, hold up. That hit different. I want to be clear.
Yeah.
But if that been your friend and y'all done grew up before y'all both was even fucking gay. Mm-hmm.
True.
Before she was a stud, she was a little tomboy. Mm-hmm. Bitch, sit your ass. Oh, sorry. This is somebody that
wrote
this.
This is advice for our gay. We are sorry. I think I called you a bitch earlier too, girl. But you know I mean nothing by it.
I think honestly, friend.
Yeah, thank you.
I think honestly, friend. You got to get out your feelings and you got to get that stereotype out your mind.
Unless there's more to it, you can always write us again. Let us know if you've seen some signs and stuff. Because sometimes we don't be having enough. So maybe you got to, maybe it's more than what she typed out.
Yeah, if there are red flags or something like that, then I get it. But like, you can't come into a situation where motherfuckers was friends for years and then expect people to really shift around you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Especially if there's no, that's not an ex. There's no sexual history. There ain't never been nothing like that. Like, you gotta chill out, babe.
And the worst thing is to come between a real friendship.
Yeah. Right.
Because somebody might choose you, but they will resent you at the same damn time.
Oh, yeah.
That's so true.
The moment you try to make somebody choose, you lost already.
Come on. Your memoir has several quotes. The title was healing, not healed, okay?
Nay, you done dropped gems. I'm talking about diamonds. What other
whales? Things?
Rubies?
No, that was, yeah, rubies. This girl, she's a freak. All right, excuse her. that nine foot tongue got her in a chokehold. Look, nah, we appreciate you. And I think everything you said, like, sounds great. And it sounds like what you it sounds like you growing and, like, what you going to attract to you next. Like, I feel like we can trust that it's, well, before we got on, I'm not going to say.
What?
Before we started recording, what she just said, all right, I'm going to have to cut this out, but.
She just told us the girl she was talking to got arrested. So as much as I thought she had her life in order.
Healing.
Not healed.
Matter of fact, keep that in. But that's only one of the people. I'm talking to multiple people.
As you should.
Keep that in. All right. All right.
Keep it in. She don't talk about none of my shit that I won't cut it out. I literally be like, hey, cut this out. It'll be the same.
It'll be in the episode.
Because you thought it. I'm not going to edit you. You're a real motherfucker. I'm going to keep it 100.
I'm the realest in the room.
All right, Nay.
Clap. Thank you.
Oh, God. Nay, nah. I'm happy for you. It seemed like you in a good space.
For sure.
And your hair on point. You on fire.
It's on super point. And listen, I'm going to keep telling you because I know people when they see this episode, they're going to, you know, comment, say, give us more. Give us more.
Yeah.
We want you to give us more.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that every time, so you give me more.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop.
No, listen, it's coming.
I don't want to hear it. Just show me. I'm ready.
A lot of people. No, it's fine. You'll see it. Okay. I put a lot of people before me, but this is me season. So.
Yeah, and I just.
Very selfish with yourself.
Facts. Period. And nothing, it don't got to be perfect. Like, the uncut shit be the realest shit. You know what I'm saying? You in your damn bathroom doing your makeup, dropping gems, talking about what you've been through might get more views than you
already told that. Just put the camera up and talk. They're gonna tune in.
She's so angry.
Nah, fact.
Sick of this shit. I want my 20%, man.
Can I get three? Three of that.
Crazy.
All right, now you already know it's the No Homo Show. We appreciate you. Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Whole lot of gay shit. Whole lot of gay.
Boss Brit. We certified. And DJ XL.
We have big feelings for Fridays. Is it because Fridays also mean free fries at McDonald's? Free McDonald's fries. It's okay if you need a minute. Free Fries Friday. Get free medium fries with any $1 purchase.
Valid one time on Fridays through 12/31/25 at participating McDonald's. Excludes tax. Must opt into rewards.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic. Your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.